Kakalosh Bokatov, Shavua Tov. We're just going to continue with the Halachot again, and this is of the Shabbat that is going to be on Erev Pesach. The last shiur we explained how are we going to fulfill the three seudot with bread. So we already said that on the Friday night it's very simple to do it with bread, but on Shabbat morning it's a little bit challenging. So we said, we brought down the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that is the Psak, also the Gaon Mivilna, that you're supposed to split up the seuda into two. You have a half an hour break in between. You can walk around. You do Shinui Makom, obviously. You change your place. And then by doing so, obviously, as long as you're going to finish the bread before 10:58, it's going to be okay. And we said that you don't have to finish the meal by 10:58. It's just finishing the bread. You get rid of all the bread. You say Kal Chamira, and then that's it. Because remember that the Kal Chamira is going to be said the second time, not on Friday morning, but only on Shabbat morning after you finish with the meal of the bread. You would say it on Friday morning if you're not going to have bread whatsoever on Shabbat and you're going to finish with everything, then you would say it on Friday morning when you're doing the Biur Chametz. However though, if you're still going to be eating Chametz, you do not say the second Kal Chamira, because the first one you do it obviously on the night of the Bidikat Chametz, on the night of Kal Chamira on Thursday night. But the second one you don't say it until you finish completely with the bread. Today we're going to speak about how about that I want to be Kasher LePesach completely. No bread whatsoever. So how am I going to fulfill my mitzvah of Shalosh Seudot, of having three different meals on Shabbat with basically matzah, or egg matzah, or whatever? So the halakha states as follows. The halakha that a person is not allowed to eat real matzah, which means matzah shemura, matzah that you're able to fulfill your obligation on the night of Pesach, is only during the same day, not the previous night. Which means that on Friday night, you could use Shemura Matzah for the night meal. You would make Hamotzi, obviously, and then that's it. And there's no problem. And it's Kasher Pesach. It's Matzah. You are not having Chametz. That, there's no problem whatsoever. The problem is on the morning. Because on the morning, once you get to the morning of Shabbat morning, now you have an obligation that you're not allowed to eat regular Matzah. Right, you're not allowed to eat matzah, because now if you're going to eat matzah, we wanted you to have the matzah for the nighttime to have the taste, and you're going to be yotzei lechova without matzah on the nighttime. So how do you do it? So obviously you could use egg matzah, because matzah shida, which is egg matzah or any matzah that does not have, that has other liquids, you are not yotzei lechova on the night of Pesach, and therefore you could have it. So there's no problem. But now the problem is egg matzah is mizunot. So for seuda shelishit, so then that's fine. You could have seuda shlishit at 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. No problem. You'll use egg matzah. You make mizunot, and then that's it. Or you could eat 216 grams, which is the 4 kabetzim. That's the lecha techila in order to be kovea seuda, which is around, let's say, around 6 slices of matzah, of egg matzah, and then you could make hamotzi. No problem. A lot of people are not going to do that. But how do you do it for the morning, for the seuda of the morning? So one way of doing it, is brought down here, whether it's in Yalku Yosef and other shitot as well, is that what you would do is you would take regular matzah, which means matzah, which is hamotzi, which, let's say, shmura matzah. Whether we're talking about hand, machine, it's all the same. You would take the regular hamotzi matzah, and what you're going to do is you're going to cook it erev Shabbat, or you're going to fry it. What does that mean? You're going to fry it, or you cook it. One way of the way that he says to cook it is let's say you're going to make a big soup on Erev Shabbat. And what you do is that you put the matzah whole in the soup. And then what happens is that when it finishes the cooking, you turn it off and you wait until it gets cold. When it finishes getting cold, you remove the matzah, making sure that it's not going to break. And you leave it on the side for it to dry. The second that it dries, what happens is that now this matzah has the taste of the soup. Or for example, if you would have fried it, if you're going to fry it, whether it's going to be with eggs or other things, you're going to fry it. Now like this, when you have regular bread, in order for it to lose its hamotzi beracha, what you have to do is you have to get rid of tzurat apat. You have to get rid of the form of the bread. It's not just enough to just come and then afterwards just like fry it or do other things. For example, French toast. If a person wants to have French toast, he takes the bread that he had left over of Shabbat, and now he's going to make French toast. So he puts it and he dips it, right? And he soaks it, whether it's going to be in the eggs and the milk and other things. And he comes and he starts frying it. So now there, if it still has a kezait on every single piece, since it still has surat apat, what happens? You still say amotzi. The only time it will change to mizonot is if you're going to have that every single piece is less than a kezait. So now that it's going to be less than a kezait and it doesn't really have anymore because it's such small pieces, so then you're not going to make amotzi. It's going to change to a mizonot. So here, what you just gained was is you're going to be eating matzah on Shabbat morning, whether it is going to be for the Seudah, for the Seudah of Shabbat morning, or for Seudah Shlishit, you're still making a hamotzi, because it still had Surat Apat, it was still a whole matzah, but you're allowed to eat that matzah without any problem. Why? Because you're only not allowed to eat matzah shemuna, which is the matzah that you could be tzechuva on the night of Pesach. Here, the fact that this matzah absorbed the taste of the soup, or it was fried, so it has a completely different taste, so then, you're not going to be tzechuva on the night of Pesach. If I would use this matzah for the night of Pesach, I'm not your tzechuva. You need ta'am matzah, veleka. You need the ta'am, the taste of matzah. And here it doesn't have the taste of matzah anymore. It has a taste of something else. So hamotzi, it still is hamotzi. Why is it still hamotzi? Because even though you fried it or you cooked it, it still has, right, the tzurat apat, it still is a big piece, and therefore it's still hamotzi. But you are going to be able to come and do it on the Shabbat morning without any problem. So okay. this is the way then, according to this, Hal says, whether it's the Yalkut Yosef or other poskim, they come and they say you could actually do matzah throughout the entire Shabbat and still be at Tzedek Chovah, the three seudot doing amotzi, and without having any problem of doing chametz whatsoever. So the person wanted to be chametz free from Friday morning, he would stop eating in the morning, he would do biur chametz, he would say kal chamira, right? And then what he would do is he's going to be chametz free. So what does he do? Again, one more time, the Friday night he could use regular shemura matzah, no problem whatsoever. Why? Because at the night time there's no prohibition of eating the matzah, it's only starting from the daytime. So the night before you could. Some people have the minhag, right? That was actually also a minhag in Morocco and others, that they wouldn't eat matzah from whether it is Rosh Chodesh, or some people do even from Purim. They would do an entire time. So for them, you're right. This, whatever we're saying now, does not help, and you have to use real bread. However, though, if you don't have that minhag and you wanted to do it in this way, the Friday night, you could use regular shemura matzah. Shabbat morning seudah, you would be able to use the matzah, regular shemura matzah that was cooked, or it was fried in... it was basically cooked or fried, and therefore you're still going to say amotzi, but it's not a problem of having it on Erev Pesach. And then Seudah Shlishit, you would be able to do the same thing. Or Seudah Shlishit, you would be able to have it on Egg Matzah, you would only just make mezonot. You wouldn't do the amotzi and bikat hamazon unless you're going to eat six pieces, which is 216 grams, and then you would make, obviously, the hamotzi and bikat hamazon. So those are just a few different ways of being yotzei lechova, the three seudot, if you're using it on matzah and not bread, because we already spoke about bread on Friday. Today, with the halacha is that what happens if I don't want to use bread at all, I'm only using matzah, and I want to be yotzei lechova, I want to fulfill my obligation of the three seudot on Shabbat without having any problems of chametz. This is the way of actually doing it.